We have Kuan Yin, lovely Kuan Yin. We see her stepping out of, even being born from, the lotus. There are many traditions in the world that overlap and have similar imagery, but call it by different names, sometimes a different gender. Or emphasize different qualities, but yet the beingness and the inner qualities of presence that are being highlighted are the same. So if we think about, for instance, that Venus was born from a shell on the sea. And a lotus blossoms, opens as it emerges from the water. So, if we just placed the two ideas side by side and even the imagery side by side, we would find tremendous similarity. And therefore, we have to say, from an archetype point of view, that the same thing is being represented. We also have that Venus is Sophia, and when she emerges from the shell, she is pure, chaste, very, very refined, very gentle, is an embodiment of beauty. And when we perceive Kuan Yin, it is those similar qualities of purity, of chastity, of beauty, and the perceptions, how she perceives all things as beautiful, and her gaze upon things would make the beauty shine forth. So we see again these similarities, if not the sameness, being represented just in different traditions. Like Venus stepping out of or off of the shell from the ocean in which she was born, we see Kuan Yin stepping forward, stepping out of. In a Buddhist tradition and in a Hindu tradition, when a deity has 1 foot forward or 1 foot on the ground, it is speaking of stepping into a materialized life, in other words, incarnation. And so, similarly, so when Venus Sophia stepped off of her shell, she stepped out of the realms of pure beauty in Buddhism that would be called Sambhogakāya or the Devachan realms and into the realms of incarnated life, where she would bring her beauty and her skills. And the same is so for Kuan Yin. So I want to point that out because I don't think that that is actually easily, not easily, but it is easily recognized once it's pointed out. But I don't think I've ever read that. I've only come to that myself looking at the imagery and meditating on these things. And so I want to offer that to you. Normally, Kuan Yin is talked about as an emanation of Avalokiteshvara or a form of Avalokiteshvara and is the Chinese and the Japanese form of that. Kuan Yin can be masculine or feminine when we look at that, just as Avalokiteshvara can be masculine or feminine. But we'll stay with what we have highlighted this morning in our generative focus because we, as human beings, we have the full range of divine qualities within us that are pure presence, pure awareness, pure creative activity, and creative manifesting ability. So we want to understand that just as an image from any culture could be telling us the same thing, or representing, highlighting certain qualities that are the same qualities as in another culture is represented either very similarly or vastly differently, but is still representing the same qualities, we want to, I think, be able to increasingly notice that, because the teachings in humanity and the teachings we have lived according to are fundamentally similar. And why? Because they're all pointing us to our inner nature and the full range of that, and how when we live according to it, then beauty, harmony, presence is what we bring forward and unfold, like this lotus, unfold in the world. And when we do not live according to that, or forget that we are an amazing, profound, unlimited range of presence and awareness, when we do not live from that, don't even believe it, we have trouble. So we smile and we take a long, slow, deep breath. Sitting well as she is sitting well. Now, sitting well can be any number of positions. She's sitting well in the mudra of stepping into incarnation. Her hand mudra is of preparedness. It is of holding certain qualities in her mind stream. So her fingers are such that each is representing a particular quality that she's holding in her awareness. She has her mala beads in her hands. The mala beads represent interdependence, cause and result, how the ongoing flow, the perpetuality of cause and result. So she's going to incarnate. She's going to put her qualities into incarnation. And so that will be its own cause, which will set in motion results, which then become new causes, which then will bring about new results, etc. So we sit well. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And breathe as presence. Breathing in and breathing out. Realize that your entire life is like the waters of a pond. A human entire life is predicated upon desire. And there are refined kinds of desire, like the desire to help, to care, to love, to bring forward or uplift. And there are a full range of all other desires. But a human incarnation is basically in the desire realm. So we are in water. So let us sit and feel that our energy currents are currents that our turbulence or frustrations, etc., are those eddies that keep turning in on themselves. That we have raging times and raging waters. They can rage with creativity, rage with passion, rage with all kinds of things. So we have the fast flowing times. We could be trying to walk a mile in 3 minutes. So we have the fast moving times. And we have the slower moving times. So feel it all. And as we get deeper into our contemplation, feel the currents that flow inside you, the energy currents along your channels, the droplets of pure essence that are within all centers. Blood is flowing, lymph is flowing. Synapses are flowing along their pathways. And we sit in comings and goings of currents of telepathy and energy and ray streams and karma streams. we grow from the richness of all of this. And bring richness to others as we do. And together, all together, life is perfected. So envision and generate within you the Kundalini serpent that is at the same time the lotus stem. And slowly but surely feel that as the central channel with its Kundalini serpent just slowly rises up inside you, up through the dimensions and the desires of our chakra system, those desires refine. And it's not to say that the low centers are unrefined, because even the high centers can be lived in an unrefined, selfish way. But they are different. The lower are different than the higher. And so there is a twofold or a multidimensional refining process going on as this undulating Kundalini serpent, which is at the same time the lotus stem emerging from the mud, the bottom of the pond, and the bottom of our desire realm that we incarnate into time after time. So it moves its way up, and that energy moves its way up inside us. It takes a long time. And in our visualization and in our energetic generating, by the time it reaches the heart, it forms a bud. And that bud is shaped like the jewel in the lotus, and the jewel in the lotus is shaped like the bud. And deep inside it is an eternal flame. That is any color that you desire. But it also, deep inside, is blue black like the night sky and the deepest sapphire. And the Kundalini serpent, which is a stem, continues to move, and the bud is brought higher and higher. Until at the level of our Ajna center and the pineal gland, it pops out of the surface and starts to open. Ever so slowly, beautifully, with such softness, and the energy of arising, the energy of upliftment, and the Kundalini serpent of awareness, the energy continues. And as the blossom unfolds completely above the surface of the waters of the desire realm of incarnated existence, the pistils of the lotus arise, the perfume, the pollen, the beauty arise and pervade. So the pistils stand up and reach through the crown center. The perfume goes out from us. It is the perfume, the sweetness, the suchness of awareness, of awakeness. And all perception perceives only perfection, harmony, bliss, beauty. You want this. Every human being is. And as the nectar, as the beauty, as the presence, just like represented by Kuan Yin, we step back into the desire realm of incarnated existence to start all over again. All the while, our livingness and presence, our growth and maturation is refining the desire realm itself, refining all manifest existence. We smile, take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting with these realizations and understandings. Love you all. Be. Simply be. And create your day.